The Equal Access Collective's plans to celebrate the recent installation of an accessibility mat on White Rock's iconic pier this afternoon, September 5, 3 to 5 p.m., will go ahead, despite city officials telling organizers the gathering was a no-no. Susan Baines, of the White Rock-based organization, said Thursday morning the show will go on, even though representatives of the city had told them to reschedule it. EAC's initial plans for its invited guests at the 3 to 5 p.m. event included pizza, a cupcake toast, speeches, a barrier breakthrough, and a procession. Baines said the city's objections were that the celebration is defined as a community special event, which we didn't apply for, that serving food poses a risk to the public, and, apparently, there is an event already happening there in the same time frame. Baines' response to the city was that the planned celebration, for members of EAC and invited members of other allied organizations, is not a community event and food would not be provided to the general public. She added the EAC will also forego serving food to invited guests to address city concerns. We are not seeking approval for this gathering, as it falls under Section 2(c) of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which guarantees the right to peaceful assembly, she said. This includes the right to participate in demonstrations, protests, parades, meetings and other assemblies in public spaces. Baines noted that if another group has an event in the area where the EAC plans to gather, they are prepared to relocate. Our goal is not to cause disruption, but to assemble, discuss and celebrate peacefully, she said. Peace Arch News reached out to city staff and received comment from Recreation and Culture Director John Woolgar, who said EAC had filled out an application form for a community special event on September 4. He said it had not been approved, because there were many missing details, such as insurance coverage, and another approved event was occurring on the waterfront at the same time. Staff informed the event organizer they would be happy to work with her to arrange another date for her event, he added. This would also allow enough time to secure insurance coverage, and ensure various health and safety protocols are in place, which includes the applicable regulations on serving food in public.